Brazenly Shady. I'm Sharonda, and
baby, I'm on the struggle bus, but I'm changing pages.
Here she goes. She did hold me up. She did hold us up, y'all.
I'm here. That's all that matters.
Let me
tell you something. Uh-oh. I am struggling.
You got to get up out of this funk.
I don't know how to get up out of it. What you want me to do?
I don't know.
Shit. Pimp down, nigga. Pimp down.
Pimp down. Hold up.
Pimp is down, y'all. I have been taking at least a week to finish a book. Whereas I would read a book in a damn day. It's taken me almost a week to read one book.
That's crazy.
I just cracked 100 reads in April.
Wow.
The book gods doing me dirty this year. The book gods
like you this year.
They ain't fucking with me. I don't understand why. They ain't fucking with me this year. They was like, nah, bitch, you need to chill. And I just cracked 100 books.
That's crazy. For you, yeah, that's crazy. I don't even think I cracked 100, but I don't even really care no more. I don't. I'm just going to read what I'm going to read, and that's it. Like, I did my Goodreads challenge, and I think everybody's, like, putting up their little post of, oh, I made my Goodreads reading challenge. And I'm like, so what, ho? You happy? No.
Don't be like that.
It's all right. I know.
I like doing my Goodreads challenge at the beginning of the year, you know, just to see what books I've read, just to go back and see what I liked, and, you know, just to hold myself accountable a little bit. But baby, I'm looking at the accountability numbers and I'm like,
it ain't counting.
But I'm here though. I might be taking 4 days to read a book, but guess what? The book is getting read.
Listen, I'm about to be like Judge Judy here.
Okay.
We ain't got that kind of time.
I don't know what to tell you, bitch. I don't know what to tell you.
You're going to have to force yourself. You're going to have to do something. Anyway, y'all. Yes. She struggled.
Y'all see what I'm saying? I don't know what the word I'm. See, I can't even think of a word. I'm just. But anyway,
that's not my problem.
You see how Sharonda doing me? When she was in her, but hold on, I gotta get this off my chest, right? Because when Sharonda was in her slump, I gave her grace. I'm not getting the grace back, bitch. Give me the grace that I bestowed upon you. I'm going in the biblical term.
Not bestowed. Like I bestow upon
bestowed
you.
Upon you. But anyway, y'all, we got a new read for y'all and a new author.
Yes, new to the podcast.
New to us. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where I got this book from. I think it was on, I think I saw somebody read it on, I think the author, I follow the author on TikTok. So today we will be reviewing and giving our thoughts, which is all, I don't know what's, anyway, Overtake by Lucille Lillian.
Yes. Yay!
Woo-hoo! Welcome to Brazenly Shady's Lucille. And what captivated me about this book was the fact that it was a sports romance with a Formula One. And I was like, and I'm fresh off. I'm lying. I'm not fresh off. Well, I am. I'm fresh off adding a gay Formula One series to my TBR. I ain't fresh off of reading that bitch because y'all know I'm fighting for my life. But I added it to my TBR because, you know, Lewis Hamilton, I like him, mm-hmm. you know. So I was like, okay, we got a black Formula One romance. Let's pick it up.
Let's read it, goddammit.
Woohoo! And yeah. You know what? I'm out of it.
I can agree. I'm not mad at
I'm out of it. You understand?
It was a cute read. It was a cute read. I do feel like there were some things that she could have like elaborated more on.
Yes.
But it at the end of it all, it was a cute.
It was a cute story. Read. And for her, I think this is her first. I think she's a new author. I'm not sure if this is her first book. Because I think she has two books. I'm not sure if this was the first one or the second one, but she's a pretty new author. And I feel like this was a good new.
It was okay
for her first book.
Yeah, it was okay. Well, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I think what we got probably was like some first book jitters or whatever. If this is her first book,
maybe.
You know, got some first book jitters or even second book jitters.
Or second.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the end of it all, it's a good book.
It was cute. It had the boons, but it was missing some things. And let's get into that. One, so we have this guy. His name is Calvin. Calvin is a Formula One racer, and he's on track to win the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he feel like the paparazzi or the news, the sports outlets.
More like the paparazzi was being a paparazzi. They was being fucking nosy. Okay.
And they're focusing way too much on his personal life and not his private life. And then we have what her name is? Myra. We have Myra, who is into sports. She's like a personal chef / nutritionist. Mm-hmm. And she's just graduated, and her best friend surprised her with this trip. And on this trip, she found out that she got laid off. And then her and Calvin met up and sparks fly. And I thought she did a good job because with their attraction, you could tell that they were attracted to each other. The way that she voted, you could tell that they were attracted to each other. Now, this book is fast paced as fuck. When I tell you it moves at the speed of light, I was like, what the fuck? But anyway, so he came up with this idea that, okay, since the paparazzi and the sports networks are making him seem like this playboy and he always has a different woman from time to time, let me get into this fake relationship. Mm-hmm. What confused me, right, is that they got into this fake relationship, and I'm like, what was the catalyst for him just asking her?
Yeah, I thought
what happened? Did something happen?
Nothing happened, and that's why I was just like,
came out of nowhere.
Outside, okay, so maybe I'm thinking maybe it was just his attraction to her, like when they first met or whatever. But it was kind of like there was really no rhyme or reason at that point in time for him to ask her that.
No.
Like, he barely knew her.
And like, I was thinking that,
like, that one day. So I was
and I
like,
was thinking that the author was going to give us, because it was dual point of view. We had Calvin's point of view, and then we had Myra's point of view. Now, when he asked her for the freaking relationship, the fake relationship, it was his point of view. I was thinking that when we switch over to Myra's point of view, she was going to give us from Myra's point of view, okay, maybe something happened. The paparazzi caught a picture of them, and then it was on the news. Something, but nothing happened. So he just randomly asked her in a fake relationship, and I'm like, okay, why? It could have been an attraction, like you said, but based off of the blurb and everything that we get, it's obvious that it was supposed to be because the news people and the paparazzi were focusing too much on him being with multiple women. And then in the we didn't even see him as a playboy in the book.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, I we really didn't see much of him being this playboy type character in the story. So, I mean, I get the whole background of him being this Formula One driver and him being very handsome black man and stuff like that. And, you know, like, yeah, the paparazzi will concentrate on other things outside of his actual job of what he's supposed to be doing. But it was like, we didn't get on page of him, you know, having these random women around, you know what I'm saying? Or being in random, in multiple relationships, you know, not even like a background story on it. So
Calvin is a playboy and like seeing him hugged up with some other women, or there was nothing that led us to believe that Calvin was this playboy.
No, it was nothing there. But the back to what you said before, like, I wish he would have gave us like more of a buildup to him asking her to be his fake girlfriend to get the paparazzi off his back. I just wish he had built up more to that. It was just so random for him to ask her that. And I was just like, okay, bro, you just met her. So, like, you don't really know her like that. And for Myra to just be like, yeah, sure, I'll accept. I was like, but you don't know him. But anyway, so what ends up... So they go into this fake relationship. And how they end up meeting in the first place is that, like Taima said, Myra's best friend had surprised her with a girl's trip for her graduation. And then Calvin and his sister, who was also his manager, was on vacation. Like, the sister was like, you know, we going on vacation so that you get all this paparazzi shit off your mind. And they all ended up in Maldives together. And this is how him and Myra met each other. They kind of like randomly ran into each other on the beach one day when they were out. And yeah, this attraction starts, and then we get to where he asks her, you know, to be the fake girlfriend. And the story, you know, just kind of goes from there. He ends up like buying her all this stuff. You know, they become Instagram friends or whatever. He does like this post, you know, that kind of like ties them together. Yeah. I think he went up under one of her pictures or whatever and put like this long note, kind of like...
No, I think he posted a picture of her
on his page and did like this long note of... He was kind of like setting the scene.
Yeah, like secret relationship, graduation.
He was almost kind of like a secret girlfriend, you know?
It was fucking random, though. It was random.
Super random.
Because I'm like, it was like, I felt like a portion of the story was missing before she got into them being in the fake relationship, because for God, I just don't understand what was the catalyst for him.
Yeah, it was very random. Like
it
I
was
said,
very, very yeah, random.
It was very random.
And after that, every shit moved at the speed of goddamn light. The relationship moved at the speed of light.
Because so what it leads up to is like us as readers, I feel like not getting a chance to see what I always say most of the time. I feel like in a lot of these novellas that move really with a pace and it's like fast as hell, we don't see a building of a relationship because he started buying her these gifts. He's, you know, doing these Instagram posts and back and forth with them and stuff like that, which I was like, okay, spend your money. I ain't mad at it. Which mine was like, you know what, spend your money.
Was like, whoa, okay.
You know? But it was like, and then a situation happens where one of his best friend, who is also a Formula One driver, his sister always also manages, that story kind of like pops up in the middle, because then all of a sudden they have to leave Maldives because the friend had decided that he was leaving Formula One driver and going over to the States to start
racing.
It
felt like there were gaps in this story.
And yeah, it was a lot
of gaps. It felt like the author was just writing and then she stopped and then she picked back up and then she stopped, because this actually read to me like three different stories that she put together. The beginning, the part with her sister, and his friend retiring or transferring?
No, his friend wasn't retiring. Remember, the friend was leaving Formula One over in Europe, and he was going over to the States to drive. But because remember, him and his sister were based out of Europe.
But didn't I, see, and that's the thing. And didn't tell his manager that right there. Right. Was it felt like it was a different book, but when I got to the end of the book, it was obvious that she was trying to set up the sister's story, but the way that she did it, it just took away from this, from Calvin and Myra's story,
right? Because
it changed the trajectory when they left from Maldives, right. Or right, Maldives or whatever,
from them leaving where they the vacation spot. It instantly turns into where we are no longer focused on Calvin and Myra. We're more focused on what's going on around them, because Calvin, instead of him like staying in the Maldives, like the sister said, he's like, no, I'm, because it was just always him and his sister for a long, long time. So he's like, he didn't want her to deal with that press storm on by herself and all this other mess. So all that focus on the other driver leaving, going over to the States. And then there's kind of like this little creep in the middle before we get to the end, where we find out that the sister in their pallet that flies them everywhere.
Yeah, let's.
We gonna move. We gonna say that for the end.
Because like I said, it felt like the story felt very disjointed for me, and it started when we didn't get the catalyst for him even asking her to be his fake girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then, this is a Black romance, right? Because I honestly had a hard time knowing that they were Black. And don't get me wrong, she did mention that he had locks. Mm-hmm. She mentioned that he had locks, but white people got locks too.
White people don't have locks, but go ahead.
They got something in their hair. Would they be saying they got locks? What they call it?
I don't know what they call it, but it's not that. But go ahead.
White people have their hair in a style that's similar to what Black people call locks.
Okay.
Okay. So that was one way I could have tell. And then she used a little bit of words that I know. I didn't know. I ain't heard white people say they dick brick up yet. I ain't never hear a white man say his dick was on brick or whatever. Or in any books, I have never heard it. So I'm assuming, okay, that. But other than that, that's all I know. Unless I missed something.
I don't think she did skin description in this book. I would have appreciated it if she did, but
especially if it's a formula, if it's a Formula One and you're saying it's a Black Black romance, then you have a Black Formula One racer. I was just expecting a little more indications that this nigga was Black. Yeah. I mean, when he went at the end, oh, can we get a first Black Formula One racer, Black something? No, it's not gonna be the first, because he said that his friend Devin won it twice.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know.
I don't know. Generally, I'm kind of like irked when authors don't describe Black characters' skin tones. You know, or give us like more indications that this is actually a Black character. Like, I don't want to go inside your book guessing that this is a Black romance. But I just feel like with this particular story, I don't know, it didn't bother me as much. And I don't know why, but it just didn't. Yeah. That's all I got to say on that. But I do wish she had would have been like a bit more descriptive.
It didn't bother me, but I would like when it's a Black romance.
Yeah. No, I totally get
for it to be described. There was no description or anything.
Yeah.
The only thing I picked up on was, oh, he was.
He had the locks.
He had the locks, and he said, my dick was on brick. That's all.
Yeah.
We didn't even get any descriptions from Myra.
No, we didn't get any description from Myra's. And I just, and honestly, I ain't even gonna lie. I thought her best friend, the one that funded the trip, I thought she was white. I thought it was a white girl. Look,
listen, Linda.
So I was like, well, which is, look, again,
it annoys me when you're writing black characters and you fucking cannot describe them. That is a problem for me.
It is a big problem because I feel like it's a big problem because I feel like if we're gonna get these white romances and these other POC romances where the characters are very much their skin tone, their culture is described.
These white people are freaking firm and upfront with their blonde hair, blue eyes, pale skin, whatever. They are firm and upfront with that shit.
Yeah.
Why is there a problem when it's supposed to be a black romance and you can't even describe these niggas?
You know what the problem is.
And I got excited because it was black romance because I saw it was categorized under black romance. And when it said Formula One, I was like, hey, let's do this.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the problem is, in my opinion, I feel like a lot of authors leave it out because a lot of white readers and POC readers don't like the description of black characters. They
Who are these stories for? Anyway, you know what? Let me.
We know.
I'm looking at it right now. It's not tagged under black romance. It's tagged under sports romance, holiday romance, and something else. But I'm telling you, I saw something. That, you know, like I gotta have the little squiggly things and they'd be like Formula One, whatever. This, I saw it and it said black romance, black. So I guess I was wrong because the only reason I know this man was black was because of the hair. But then again, like I said, white people also wear a style that is similar to what we call locks. So that's not really telling me anything.
As I said, we know why it is left out.
Yeah, but that shit ain't cool. I
agree 100%. That shit ain't cool. But I feel like
that's a big problem for me. Like, if that's the case, then the stories are not written for us. The stories are not written for us. If that's the case, it's not written for us. Because if I am trying to see myself in a story, I ain't seeing shit because the only thing I know is dude had dreads. But I could be wrong.
I'm just saying, I feel like a lot of authors leave out the description of black characters because they want their white readers and their POC readers who do not want to read necessarily two black books or black people being heavily described on page, they don't want to read that. And it is what it is. And I'm not, that's what it is.
I'm going to leave that go. But I was very disappointed that the characters were not described at all in this book outside of the him having locks.
Yeah.
I was very, and I'm thinking I missed something. And I know I ain't.
No, I agree. I was disappointed. But, you know, like I also said, I don't know, for a reason, it really didn't bother me as much, but I was disappointed that she wasn't very descriptive on page. Like, I want black authors. Like, if you're going to say your story is a black romance,
let us know.
Let us know that it is.
You show us. Give us some black characteristics. Give us some black hair. Right. Skin.
And I mean, sometimes you don't necessarily have to describe skin tone, but give us some characteristics. Just leaving it to where he had locks, that's not it by long shot. So yeah, It should have been more.
How everybody is out there writing these black characters and nobody wants to. Everybody's writing black characters, but don't want to write black characters. But stop it, man. If that's the case, just make them white. Because that's how I'm looking at them anyway. When I don't know the niggas is black. I don't have a problem with reading. And this is the thing. I do not have a problem with reading white books. I read white books. But if I want to read about white people, then I can go to the white people and then read the little white people books. But if you a black author, say you writing a black romance and I'm in this book and I feeling like, what?
I just feel like if we're going to be, so descriptive when it comes to white characters and POC characters, then we need to be better at describing black characters as well.
Like, go out of their
these
way.
People, we should not be writing stories to make other people feel so comfortable into coming inside black stories and reading it. Like, it's 2024. If you are not black and you can't read a black romance without reading black people, I mean, with being uncomfortable in reading black people, then it's obvious that the books are not for you. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't think us as black people should stop describing our blackness, our cultures, our things like that, just to make other people comfortable. Like, we gotta stop doing this. It's like, come on. It's no.
The white people don't have a problem describing their characters. Mm-hmm. Why are we here in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2024, why are we still here?
We still here. Started from the bottom, now we still here. Anyway.
This was a great opportunity to write a black man in the Formula One, and we don't even know if this nigga black.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I'm going to let that pass because I like to know that my characters are black. And see, and that's the thing.
We gonna move on.
I'm gonna move on because I
ain't gonna be here all night. Let's move
anyway,
on.
But anyway, outside of that, mm-hmm. I felt like the story moved very, very fast.
Right.
And it changed. I felt like we should have stayed in the Maldives a little bit longer. Just for them to spend some time and just develop their relationship a little bit more before we add in the sister. Because the move back to the States was
not back to the States, to Europe.
The move back to Europe, was all based off of something happening in the sister's life. That was her.
Even Myra and the best friend ends up going back to Europe with them, but it still didn't give us enough time to see any type of development of their relationship because they were trying to put up these fires with the sister, trying to calm down whatever was going on with the other driver. And then the sister had to go to the States. And then there's a conversation between Calvin and the sister about how she all, like, it was time for her to, like, grow her business outside of Europe of managing drivers and stuff. And this was the perfect opportunity, with the friend Devin for her to do that. So, yeah, we're still not getting enough time between Calvin and Myra to kind of get to know each other, grow this relationship. I think we saw them on like one date and then the shit popped off with the sister and the other driver and they had to leave the Maldives, whatever. So it the story moves really, really fast, which some, I just like, it's never like some, it's very rare that we get like a regular paced story where we're just able to like enjoy the story that's being told, enjoy the couple, enjoy the romance that is kind of like, unfolding on page. And I just feel like we didn't get a chance to really do that.
No, we didn't get a chance to see that because as soon as they went back to Europe, the whole trajectory of the story.
Yeah, everything changed because then the story starts. Yeah, because then the story starts creeping in where we're getting a setup for the next book where we find out the sister in the pilot.
Yeah, and then we getting more Formula One stuff. So that's taken away from them spending time together too, because now he has to go and race. Bitchin, mm-hmm. I thought she did a great job with this Formula One racing activity on page. I thought that was a great job. That was good.
Yeah, her giving like the play by play of him in the actual race. Especially when he was competing against the other driver, the sister manages his friend Devin. That was real good. It's like with that, she did her research. She understood like how the driving is and how competitive the sport is and things like that. So that was really, really well done.
Yeah. Honestly, for me, the book like I said this earlier, the book read disjointed for me. The beginning and the Formula One part, that was, but once they went back to Europe, it became like three different stories for me.
Right.
And then they have this fake relationship because he feels like the media is all up in his personal business, but we have nothing about them in the media. No coverage to say, oh, he has a girlfriend or he has this. Right. And then there's a third act breakup in there. And I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck these niggas break up for.
You know, well, I think him like doing a Facebook post and you know, highlighting her page and all the other stuff and then announcing how she was starting off her business as being a nutritionist and stuff. I think that was kind of like a setup for the media to like believe he was in this relationship or whatever.
Okay, but
I know why they broke up. Did they break up? But I remember what happened. But
they've been in the media talking about his Playboy ways before, which was the reason why he said he wanted to get into a relationship. So now when they're talking about him in a relationship, what's the problem now? They've been talking. So you said that you wanted to have a relationship so they wouldn't peg you as the Hollywood hotshot boy.
Something happened and he didn't like handle it correctly, and then she got pissed off.
Somebody,
and that kind of like where the third breakout came in.
He got in the media again and they said that he was a playboy. So I'm like, why are you so upset? They've been saying this. That's why you wanted
But it wasn't him, it was him not handling how to address his relationship with her, and that's why she got mad. So it was like you didn't want to be because you didn't want to be in the public eye for being a playboy. So when they come at you like, hey, what's going on with this new girl, whatever, you drop the ball. And it's like, but this is why you ain't want to be in the goddamn news, my guy.
But this is what I'm saying. I get what happened, but the reasoning behind it is stupid.
Well, I think she was trying to, like, sometimes the third act does not need to be there.
That
the third act breakup does not need to be there. And because this story was such fast-paced, I don't think we needed that there. I think it should have just been, you know, it was kind of, like, bad enough that we kind of, like, had this rushing of a relationship. So why did we even need a third act breakup if we rushed through it? It didn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But outside of that, you know, outside of those things, at the end of all, I think if she would have just cleaned this up with their relationship and maybe moved this at more like a medium plate pace and gave us more pages, because this is another story I feel like should have been longer.
Yeah,
I think this would have been, you know, like this would have been a setup for a way better story. You know what I'm saying?
One more round of editing would have done this book better because disjointed. It read disjointed for me.
Agreed.
So it did read as
disjointed. Like we needed a reason why. Like we was just getting a reason why, but we didn't get no no backstory on Paige of a lot of things. And yeah, that third breakup just kind of like ruined it. You know, it was kind of like, why is this here? We don't need this here. But and then the story, I don't know. I think the story moved from slow to fast, because I'm gonna tell you the truth. There were times, like in the beginning of it, I would put my damn tablet down. I wouldn't pick it up. So yeah, there's that. But at the end of it all, I mean, if you like sports romances, especially if you're interested in Formula One driving, race car driving, with, you know, with a black character, then, you know, it's definitely something to check out.
A black character?
Don't start your shit tonight.
Okay.
She should have been more descriptive on Paige. I would say that.
But anyway, I read it wrong, because I know when I read this, it said black. It was black romance. I promise.
Well, at the end of the day, it is.
But then again, it's no problem, because we have read outside of black romance on this podcast anyway. But if you tell me it's niggas, I'm looking for niggas. I'm just saying.
There was subtle niggas.
I read subtle niggas too.
Subtle Negroes.
Subtle Negroes is, you know what subtle Negroes is. This was not subtle Negroes, because we didn't even know there was Negroes or not. It's a difference.
Agreed.
This can't be subtle when you don't know.
I mean,
But anyway.
This overall, will not stop us from trying another book.
Would it not? Would it not?
By the author. We have our preferences, Miss Lillian. That if, you know, you're gonna be writing, you know, if this is
I'm looking on her TikTok page.
We would it like
says, it says KU novella black romance.
Okay. Anyway.
That's what it said. You see it?
I see it.
What'd that say back there?
Now I can't see that. You wanna enlarge it a little bit?
That's the large I could go.
That's the largest you can go? Boy, that accent.
Can you see it?
Get your damn hand out the way.
Shut up!
You know what? I take your word for it. God damn it, you struggling. Get it away.
Look, bitch, look.
Get it the goddamn away from me. Okay.
I'm fighting for my life in every aspect, y'all.
Listen, y'all. She is fighting.
She said it was a black romance. The lie detective. Anyway.
That's why you start to put your shit on crooked. Anyway, we will give Miss Lillian, maybe sometime in the future.
You in France? We? We? You French?
You know what? You can get that, because that last book we did, when you were saying we're going to try another book, I was like, yeah, okay. You know what? You can get that. Bitch, at least I let you get it out. Mother. You know what? That is it, y'all. That is it for us. I'm tired of her ass. I'm tired.
Good night, guys. Nah, I'm playing.
Nah, she ain't playing. She dead ass serious. Big ass hate.
Listen. What? Thank you so much for chilling with us. You know, for tapping in with us. We appreciate you so much.
What was all that for?
I don't know. You know, I'm disappointed. So, yeah. A black Formula One racer. Black. And we ain't even know the nigga black.
Oh, God. All right.
Well, now, why do you even... Anyway... Thank you guys for tuning in to Brazenly Shady. Mm-hmm.
Until the next one, y'all. Because,
we'll
goddamn.
We'll see y'all later.
Later days.
Bye!
Bye, bye hoes. Oh, my God.
Well, that's it for this bout of shenanigans here at Brazenly Shady. Make sure you're tapped in and subscribed to us at your favorite podcast platform. Follow us across our socials at Instagram, Twitter, and, of course, Threads.